tariffs, affordable housing, carbon tax, no, industrial tax, and tariffs again. These are just some of the issues front and center this election season. But as sovereignty becomes a unifying cause, this demographic has received the least attention on the national stage. That's First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people. The issues that impact Indigenous communities have been kind of sidelined by the two major parties during the federal campaign trail. Apart from conversations around pipelines or mineral extraction, matters like treaty rights, Mi'kmaq fishing rights, cross-border mobility are noticeably absent. Pierre Poilievre ignores the concerns of First Nations people in BC by allowing Aaron Gunn to run in North Island Powell River, a candidate who's made comments in the past denying that Canada participated in a genocide against Indigenous peoples. While NDP Nikki Ashton for Churchill Kiewit-Nogaski in Manitoba, who has been a strong voice for Northern and Indigenous communities, called out Mark Carney's company Brookfield for ignoring Indigenous peoples in Canada in the past. Carney also declined one-on-one interview requests with APTN News. APTN is a national news program for the First Peoples of Turtle Island. A lawyer with ties to Walpole Island First Nation, Kejunong Territory, says her people remain high in homelessness, food insecurity, poverty, and more. But no party has reached out to her directly. Contributing reporter Kinza Safar spoke with that lawyer this week. That's Arlene Dodge. She is the new executive director of the Native Canadian Centre of Toronto, an Indigenous community centre at Spadina and Bloor. Here's their conversation.
Thanks for joining me, Arlene. Can you please start by introducing yourself and the Native Canadian Centre of Toronto?
Thank you. Thank you, Kinza. My name is Arlene Dodge. I'm the executive director of the Native Canadian Centre of Toronto. And thank you for having me. So the centre provides services and programs to the Indigenous peoples of the Toronto area.
Awesome. What do you think is sticking out to you most about this federal election compared to last elections?
No, I just think that there's maybe not that real commitment to Indigenous issues. There's no conversation. No one has reached out to, you know, like our organizations to say, you know, let's have a sit down and a talking circle and, you know, let's hash out some of these, you know, what's on your wish list or what are your needs within the community?
What are some of the issues that you think aren't being focused on or talked about by these candidates?
You know, I really think that there is a deep history between Canadians and Indigenous peoples with respect to treaty rights. And I think, you know what, that really lays the foundation as to how our relationship was going to progress and how we would have a sharing of all resources. And that just doesn't seem to be how it's played out. You know, our people remain, you know, high in homelessness, food insecurity, there is a high rate of poverty, violence. We are constantly, you know, dealing with systemic racism issues, and the list just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there needs to be some consultation between us and the government to say, you know, what are the issues? How can we help? Not so much as, you know, here's some money, you know, try and do what you can with it. No, there needs to be some real conversation as to how we can come together and, you know, be a society that takes care of its own people, whether it's Indigenous or anyone else.
What have you heard from like people that you're working with, like at the center, if you could share, like, do they kind of like echo the same things?
You know, when you were talking about crossing the border, you know, that's while it's an issue and it always has been an issue for us because those are not our borders. You know, it's severed our families when those borders were created. So that's been a long-standing issue and it will remain a long-standing issue. So to, you know, it just adds insult to injury, you know, and it's just a constant. How do you remedy that? How do you fix that? I don't know. It's going to take a lot of people to come to the table. I think, the expectation from a First Nation, from Indigenous people is here is, we've given you all of those issues that are, high on the list for us. And I think, just on the top of my list right now, there was a lot of information around Chenni Wenjack, the young Anishinaabe child that had perished in from running from a residential school. And that was in 1967. So that wasn't so long ago. And so when we look at our people, the approach needs to be trauma informed. So it's what happened in your history that caused all of these? So I think, just looking at just something to take care of our people with respect to mental health is a high need for us. It just bleeds into so many other areas. Like we have a building here, but how do we get to the land? How, there's been no discussion about that. We have to come together and have these discussions. It can't just be one person saying, what about this? What about that?
What would you like to see from the next leader in terms of like the 231 calls to action?
I think just to have a conversation, like what we're having right now, what do you see is as a big issue for your community? Because right now it could be a different issue here than those that are on a First Nation. I was a counselor for my First Nation for a number of years, and those issues, while this they can be the same, are a little different. But still, I think you need to have that discussion with those communities because it's going to be, I think each community is going to have their unique needs. Yeah, so that's what I would like to see. The candidates need to come and say, we acknowledge the treaties that were created before Canada, and let's have a discussion.
Well, thank you. And final question, did you have a message for people who will be tuning in and voting or anything that you would like to kind of shout out before this election?
I guess, my message, I just want to quote the late Murray Sinclair Baugh. He stated, "This is not an Aboriginal problem. This is the Canadian problem." Because at the same time that Aboriginal people were being demeaned in the schools and their culture and language were being taken away from them, and they were being told that they were inferior, they were pagans, and that they were heathens and savages, and that they were unworthy of being respected. That very same message was being given to the non-Aboriginal children in the public schools as well. They need to know that history includes them. And that was a quote taken from him in, on May 24th, 2015. I guess that's my, just to come together and start having those conversations.
Thank you so much, Arlene. I appreciate you joining me and taking the time to chat with
Oh,
me.
thank you so much for having me, and have a pleasant weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in Toronto. Our theme music is by Robert Johnston. Additional reporting done by Kinza Safar for this episode. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.